Hello, my name is Kalina Sherbluck, and I am one of the authors of the book. Beginning with the introduction page, we wanted to have a statement that helped let our readers understand the perspective we are taking on open adoption. The page reads, "To this family, open adoption to them means having their son be surrounded by loving parents and adults who want to support him and see him succeed. The Woodchuck family has come to the agreement to see Billy's birth mom on birthdays and holidays. For the rest of the year, an option for phone calls between Billy and his birth mom are allowed. The scene is being set, and the understanding is Billy's mom has been out of the picture for a few years and wants to make an effort to be re-involved in his life in a way that is beneficial for Billy. This agreement between Billy's adoptive parents and his birth mother is a great example of how an open adoption, no matter which way the family decides to go about it, it is always beneficial for the child in the long run." This research we came across when looking into open adoption had common themes of the adoptee benefiting from open adoption. Specifically, this theme is discussed in research by Siegel in his paper of Growing Up in Open Adoption, Young Adults' Perspective. I wanted to touch upon this article before the book gets started, as I believe it is important to make clear that despite any challenges that may arise through open adoption and having open adoption relationship between adoptees, birth parents, and adoptive parents, the outcome is always positive. This article says to view these challenges that might arise as chances to develop identity, family, relationships, and process unresolved feelings. So please keep this in mind as you read our story and explore the different perspectives of this open adoption situation.